Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international call.
Hail,
away from the Netherlands. Presenting
by United.
Interface complete.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Record, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I trust you, nigga. I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit's cross, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole it and split that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch while they play organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beating my dick. He gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Fight a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. Nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I trust. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I trust. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in the booty. With all them niggas round here.
This your boy Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug, I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah.
Digital Dash. Doing 150 on the freeway. We don't drive. We fly. You might want to hold on.
Shawty like my way, she like that, she like my ring. I'm weaving, I'm feeding, I'm feeding.
pouring that these haters ain't got. Sitting on pros, paint so wet, she so turned on underneath that dress. Lil mama in my rear view checking my kit, so I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
turn me automatic. But daddy, don't trip, I can handle that stick.
I can feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gon' be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Lil mama, cause you're rolling with the fast and the furious. Caught a rush, biting the bottom lip when I shift my clutch. That's too much tension, so much kissing, going up and down just like a piston. Yup, and I can feel that heat, might stop, get it on in the middle of the street. Keep my foot on the gas, baby, we rolling straight to your place. That's where we going, the law don't matter, I could drive faster. Better have a Hemi if you think you gon' catch it. What I'm working with, I can tell you curious. When we hit the crib, you'll see what I'm dealing with. Please don't stop, hold that thought. We about to get lost when I use this knob.
Me is funny, man.
I know, man.
She loves you, though, man. I can tell, man. She really loves you. Thought she was going to get on me. What? Tell him.
She don't like you. Ain't funny.
So anyway, man, check this out. Before we go to the party, man, we got to stop one place real quick, man. All right?
What do you mean? Stop where?
It's cool, man. I just got to stop and go get my thing.
Dog.
You already know, man.
Dylan.
Got to get my mind right.
Get your mind right some other time,
so,
bro.
Just chill out.
Hey.
And, you know, don't make any sudden moves, man.
Sudden
we're cool.
Moves.
We're going to make it happen.
Don't get me
we're
in no
go
shit.
To this party, and it's going to be great.
You know, I was just talking. You don't. You just like to hear yourself talk, man.
What's up, man?
Wagwan, Dylan, here for the package, man.
Yeah, I'm just here to pick it
all
up.
All right, man, I'm going to get it for you right now. Who that, man?
What's up, bro?
Don't worry about him. He's cool. It's my dude, fool.
Who? I don't know no
dude, he's cool.
Hey, boy, you a cop?
Nah, ain't
no
cop. Calm down.
You a bumbleclad cop?
Calm down.
Shut up,
dude, what
Dylan,
are you doing?
You a bumbleclad
cool.
cop?
He's not a cop.
Dylan, shut
you
up, man.
You think I bring cops here? I got me in
too, man.
You know, I got my hater blockers on.
What
the? Got my hater blockers on. Put the gun down, man.
I'm going to
smoke it.
If you're not a cop, smoke me.
All right.
Don't fucking shoot, man.
Patty cake, patty cake. Baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it, pat it, mark it with a B. Put it in the oven for you and me.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love color, see?
Yep.
I made the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own
man.
Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love color, see? Then I made the song for you and me.
I won't knock your hustle, hustle don't knock mine. Racing for cash, I meet you at the finish line. I could be busy for cake, I'ma make the time. They try to duplicate my flow and copy my grind. Make beats like me, mix down like me. Run around telling people that they don't like me. Ashwood bring the heat, cowards think hungry. I gave you my style, what more do you want from me? Feel a bad vibe when I come through. Since I came around street, I forgot about you.
Come on.
Better watch for the swag jacket. That's part of the game. I see a rapper say rapping the same.
Nah.
And the same dudes talking, thinking they know me. In the house laying low, ducking they OG. One deep in the spot, it's whatever. Before you come at me, better have your thing together.
Get your cake, be your own
man.
Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I made the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Crack it, that shit you love, come and see. Well, I made the song for you and me.
What can you do for me that I can't do for myself?
Nothing.
When you're hot, everybody wanna offer some help. I'm the young talent, most of these rappers is old.
Uh-huh.
Any page lying about all the copies they sold.
Come on.
Yet you looking for a sit like them girls on a pole.
No
more, no show when it comes to your show. What you waiting for? We got the same goal.
Uh-huh.
Keep focus on the grind, get your foot in the dough. Kid, no sleep, that's the independent label. Thanksgiving, I bring a lot to the table. Ashwood, I'm the voice of hip-hop.
Yep.
Your old lady screaming the kid hot. Might let the kid pop. You mad at me, pissed, so why not? I ain't even dropped, still a hive on the treetop.
Top.
Big-headed, I don't know where your mind at. You so smart, why the hell you ain't signed yet?
Get your cake, be your own man.
Man.
Get that cake as fast as you can.
Back
this sad shit you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man.
Man.
Get that cake as fast as you can. Back this sad shit you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
Man, I get it, my MS in my bed. You know I'm popping fast. Cause man, I got it, man. Man, I got it, man. My MS in my bed. You know I'm popping fast. Cause man, I got it, man.
Let's talk about the mechanism. Chrome choppers on your floor. Got the gloves, that's the blade in your feet. It's your floor, y'all. If you even pay attention, remember these definitions. This is the tongue of the native that they wish you never saw. But from now, I'm back to the mechanism. My eyes, nigga, shining, crack a flash. It's just too much for me. I'm ghetto from a tiny. Y'all can find me in a shawl fast. Y'all know where Kevin Bent. That's a topless nigga, cheaters in the back. That's a brawl, they so quick. It's out in the ass. And niggas with the AR, go right in my stash. That's a saber. And AR's a way that they used to hate you. And they cut. It's you and your cheater, your mechanism, Kevin Bent. On choppers, you thinking they didn't see you. It's over. Like a storm, these niggas is rolling over. And then what? You getting with your phone, just rolling over. Niggas talk, sir. After Sunday, Star Wars, level up. Nigga, the bitch where the rest was once. The next way you rip them, nigga. We call it what they want. But on the mic, you don't really miss the ever get your drums. Say the song, sir. That was only song one, level up, next to bitch, where the rest was one. The next way to rip a bitch, call it what they want. But on the mic, we the realest just to ever hit your bomb. And yo, what happened, D, I jumped up on my back. Grab my utensils, and deal a light. A pad and some pencils, two jewels sweet. One to burn, one for gentle. Y'all don't know what yet, but get it tomorrow. I'll make it simple, it's never next. So no matter what we get, she gon' be present. Matter of fact, like a present, but she's wrapped from the heavens and she's leaving. And so as my lungs continue breathing, I be keeping. Just give me a leave and you can believe it tomorrow. That's a gentle one, never before the bitch, make it simple. The last definition in my text, and I read it. You don't understand, go ask the wet press to tell them that's my shining. We down like gold line in the cathedral. Down to burn the pound and we don't need you. I feed you with the law persists. No more no less, I get this right and there's no evidence. I should have spent more time making clear this presentation to concentrate. Y'all can get it now, put that on my nation, niggas come, son. That's the song they saw one, level up, next to bit, where the rest was born. The next way to rip a mix, call it what they want, but on the mic, we the realest just to ever get your call.
mixtape, and I'm Keith, Mr. Rude as usual, the Bay Area. Let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus. Come on, come on, bring your track and bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust the nut.
That's right.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus.
Come on,
come on, bring your track and bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust the nut.
Yeah. Talking that, walking that, spinning that hoes, cause I really wouldn't mind if I could get up in those. Yeah, she looking cute, but I was keeping them both, thinking which one would like to take it down in the throat. When I'm fucking these hoes, there ain't no love involved, so I strap with a condom, I ain't going in raw. Shit, I hit them all if I'm given a chance. Nah, I'm bullshitting, see a few that I pass, but if I made them, maybe smash, go all up in your gut. We in the back of the bus, way all up in the cut, staring at each other in this mutual lust. I had thoughts of running up, and I ain't giving a fuck. So listen up, baby, while I'm speaking the truth, you'll be thinking about me when you go back on the roof.
Who cares?
Another sip when it's on me, having you feel like you're the one.
Come on,
boss,
go down.
Baby, I can read what's on your mind.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Women just do anything to you, talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, this shit ask you the goddamn things you want to do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Check it!
And I'm feeling freaky, so won't you come freak me? Wanna do it all night, yeah, I like it with me. Want you to fuck me, while she eat me. I hook it tight till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Won't you pay? Cause I don't wanna go. My pussy stay wet, do you think you can handle it? You can do it for a fast, just make sure it lasts. And I hate when a nigga be coming all fast. Get that dick rock hard, put my hair, stick my ass. My pussy real deep, but you know I need a freak. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Got me reaching for my drawers, reaching for the bad place. My arms tied with rope, the way you make me feel, boy, it ain't no hope. Got so much fear, I can feel it in my sleep. Fuck me all night, make it feel like a dream. Cause you make my pussy clean, it feels so right. Wanna know what you like, got you feeling real good. Cause you
blow me.
I wanna do it all night, I figure what you like. Fucking like a porn star, in the car, on the bar. Just don't hit it too hard, in the house with your spouse. I'll be quiet as my mom. Cause you wanna stick your dick in.
People, enough of that pussy in there and all that suck back side shit, whatever the fuck she talking about. Shouts out to Akira Lovely, you know what I'm saying, that's who sang that song right there, you know what I'm saying, representing Alicia than ATL some goddamn well, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, she's doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, keeping it real, and I mean raw. Alright, check this out, man, we doing two different things on this motherfucking show today, alright? This is Throwdown Thursday presents Back to the Womb, goddamn it. You know, I just really kind of made that shit up. You know, it's supposed to be an all-naked show, you know what I'm saying? But there ain't no women on this motherfucker, so, yeah, we won't be doing that one. But it's time, you know what I'm saying, to throw down and speak about anything, earth thing. You know, we're playing a lot of music, as y'all just heard. Also, you're going to be getting some... it's a little different here, because, see, I'm finna be doing the Nutty News in between a couple of songs and conversations and all that. So it ain't no just straight dedicated Nutty News, you know what I'm saying? Like we is right now. Check this out. We in New Hampshire, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is Unorthodox Thursday. Yeah, we call it Unorthodox Thursday. And then after this, we're going to get in talking about some motherfucking interracial dating. Because I'm on that Beautiful Butterfly show last night. Motherfuckers talking about this and talking about that. Oh, you should stick with your race. And shut the fuck up. You already know where I'm going at. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we going to, I guess, talk about interracial dating. You know, I don't do all that relationship shit. You know what I'm saying? Your hand is your best goddamn boyfriend, girlfriend, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Won't cheat on you. Won't talk back. You know what I'm saying? Whip it out. Pow! Throw it on them. Oh. No. Anyways. Shouts out to everybody who popped up in this mofo flipper early. You know what I'm saying? This your host, Captain Smell So Good, speaking to you, Mada Mukas. You Mada Mukas out there, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sayonai, all the way from the Neverland. Not Neverland, goddammit. I ain't talking about Neverland in motherfucking California. Like goddamn homeboy Jet Set was saying. He is Neverland? What the fuck? No. The Netherlands overseas, goddammit. Shit. What's up, Florida UFOs? You know what I'm saying? Representing the P-Soup Network. That's the ParanormalSoupNetwork.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And, of course, Mr. Blow Me himself. You know what I'm saying? Bit66.com, where you can find Bit66 where? Nowhere. But on Bit66.com. You know what I'm saying? That's Mr. East Rider holding it down. So, that's how we doing it. And if you want to hit me up, 347-237-5125, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in live, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So just to officially start this thing off, you know what I'm saying? Let me do it like this. I ain't going to be playing this motherfucker every single time either, people. And I'm glad. This is the official opening up of the Nutty News from around the world.
You haven't had your ass worked in social support, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on.
Oh, yeah, it's all on.
You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, girl.
What's that happening? All right. It's a business. All right, real quick. Let me work these things. Get on over here. I'll let that real quick. Y'all, hold on.
Timmy!
Welcome.
Oh, get motherfucker! You always leave my motherfucking arm out. Man, get my arm in there.
You ain't got a goddamn arm. They listen here, brother. Don't come on this show. You know what I'm saying? Acting like I be leaving that goddamn prosthetic arm out. You need to bring that rusty shit on.
I'm supposed to stand here with one motherfucking arm.
Damn, Timmy, it's a fake arm anyway.
There.
Everybody, Israel has a prosthetic arm. Y'all can pick one of his arms up off of.
It wasn't the arm I was worried about. My dick was in it. It was in my hand.
Was in your arm. Oh, right. Right.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, yes.
Crying about a fucking prosthetic arm with a penis in it.
Hey,
it's
you gonna
detachable to people. Right here.
You gonna congratulate me?
Potato health.
I had a baby today.
Congratulations.
We had a baby today.
What? Who?
My wife.
Man, you're too old to be having kids.
Oh, crap.
Did I say that live on the radio?
Baby girl.
What?
Yeah, man. And you'll be the first to congratulate me.
Well, shit. Here you go,
baby. Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
A little baby girl.
Did she come out? You know, what her name is?
Yeah, Missy, right now. We're going to change it.
A kind of white-ass name is that, Missy?
Well,
hey,
Missy. I didn't like the name. I want to change it to something different.
That. People, that's a white-ass name.
Yeah,
Missy.
It's white. Fuck that.
Jeez, that's
white.
Like...
She came out real white. She came out real white complexion.
Oh. All right. Well, then that'll explain it.
Oh, she's only gonna go up to be about. I guess she's gonna weigh about maybe 15 pounds will be her total weight when she goes up.
Is she talking about a dog or something?
What do you think I'm talking about? Yeah.
You son of a...
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, poor, flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant...
You don't get all of it, but you don't get most of it.
The old lady hits me up last week. She says, I want to get a dog. I said, okay, we'll go down to the fucking pound and pick out the next motherfucker who's going to die. That's what I always used to do, you know? So, you know, she... calls this lady up. She wanted to get a French bulldog because my daughter has one. She wanted one. I just went, oh, no, because I know what they cost. So this motherfucker goes up, and she buys my daughter's dog's sister, okay, off the lady that my daughter bought her dog from. So, you know, we got the brother and the sister now. Now, I said to her, I said, no, that'd be all well and good. I said, but my daughter shouldn't have had her dog's nuts cut off. Because we could have bred them motherfuckers. Because we paid close to $3,200 for this dog, Smelly. And I was like a little bit pissed off about that.
And the bitch can't reproduce?
Well, that's what I... Now, the girl that I got, yes, she's not fixed. And I says, we're not going to get her fixed because I want to get that dog knocked up to get my money back. You know, fuck that shit. And they're supposed to be real dangerous in birth. They're supposed to have hard... birthday, like almost die whenever they have babies. I don't know what the fuck. But anyway, I'm just saying that fucking, there must be some money in that. That lady fucking sold my daughter one, sold us one. And then she was looking for those little fucking teacup Yorkie. You know what a miniature Yorkie is? Those little Yorkies?
Yeah.
Okay. So she was going to get a teacup, they're called. They fit in your purse or they fit in your pocket almost, okay? Well, that motherfucker's running $2,500 again. So we call a couple people. One lady goes, oh, are you a movie star? My wife says, no. She goes, well, I only sell to movie stars. And celebrities. I'm like, holy fuck. I want to hand her the fucking cash, and she didn't want to take it, man. You got to be a fucking movie star.
You serious?
Yeah. Swear to God. Lady turned us down because we weren't movie stars. Yeah, man. So this dog breeding thing, there's some money in this motherfucker. These dog breeders got these fucking people buffooned.
Damn.
Meanwhile, they
well,
probably
I tell you
got
what, brother.
Most
next
dog
time you
don't care about the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, they probably
well,
got
that too.
Email.
Well, if you say let's get the dog knocked up to get my money back, you're thinking about the money, then thinking about the dog. You should worry about the dog first. And,
oh no, I want the dog. I am. I'm just saying that it would be nice to maybe breed the dog. I'm not worried about the money, but it'd be nice to breed it to maybe get a litter, you know, to get another one.
My dog got knocked up once, so I had 7 puppies. It's a lot of work, I tell you that one.
Wow.
Well, if you smart asses want to do some smart shopping and get into the fucking 2010, you know what I'm saying? You guys need to go
Are
to,
you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way. Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com. That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's where you need to go and get
Ta-da!
Ow. Oh, yeah. Gotta love that one. Heavenly Angel has entered the Starship Smelly Prize.
I think I'm sleepwalking.
You better watch what you walk into. You know what I'm saying? Oh! I'm there. Oh. You know, I'm naked on the show today, lady. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so am I.
Good day to, huh?
So am I.
And you got the live stream to prove it, or what, Smelly?
Hey, brother. Hey.
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know?
We can't believe you if there's nobody that can verify that.
Well, you know, Heavenly Angel, you know, let's do some, some backdoor barbecuing real quick. You know what? Let's do some backdoor barbecue real quick. Me and Miss Heavenly Angel, we're finna heat it up. So y'all hear some sizzling and popping. You know what I'm saying?
You
already
got
know
the sauce, baby?
Got the sauce. Oh, oh, this show finna get somewhere totally different.
Get heated up in here.
But you know, hey, I'm talking about interracial dating today too now. So y'all don't get all squeamish and shit. Like, he's talking about relationships. Fucking right. You know what I'm saying? Talking about some goddamn interracial dating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we talking about fucking green men and fucking little green women. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, people.
I'll tell you my story about interracial dating when it comes time.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not time yet. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the news, goddamn it.
I got a story.
Look, I got three articles for you.
And my daddy taught me.
You goddamn. Hey, you old guy. Yeah.
I know you
want to answer up.
Motherfucker.
Oh, what? What? What?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
I know you, old. Thank you. No. All right, anyways. For the old guy.
Older the better, baby.
Ain't nothing wrong. Older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That's right. Get some experience out of that one.
It's supposed to be blacker than the berry, but yeah, it's blacker than the motherfucker, too. Yeah. Oh, man, I love that shit. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, shout out to whoever was up in here. Well, fuck you then. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to stay here, some ya muda meka. It's all good. Prophet Jackal. You know what I'm saying? And I'll give y'all three articles, man. Then we're gonna get into this little discussion of interracial dating. We got Mr. Easy Rider hailing out of Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Is gonna give us the first. You know, bumping another ugly story.
Ooh.
And first headlines up, I see you party time on the line. Hold on, homie. Beam you on up in this mofo flipper in a minute. We in New Hampshire, people. And today's an unorthodox show. I'm giving y'all nothing news in between, you know what I'm saying, conversations. So we ain't going to have no straight hour nothing news. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get news off in the show. Yeah. If anybody drinks Kool-Aid, who that would happen? You like the position that you in. Oh, sorry.
What's that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. New Hampshire, people. Teen spikes mom's Kool-Aid. With Lysol. Spikes mom's Kool-Aid with Lysol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, y'all better watch it. Kids, man. You thought they were huffing it? No, they're not huffing it. They're putting it in your Kool-Aid. Shit. A New Hampshire teenager was arrested after allegedly spiking her mother's Kool-Aid with Lysol and burning her throat with the tainted drink. Police say 17-year-old Brittany Merrill, not off Merrill Street or anything like that, because she's not famous. Poisoned the drink to get back at her mother for an argument they had at home 2 days before. Merrill was charged with misdemeanor reckless conduct. What the fuck is that? What kind of charge is that? You know, burnt your mama's throat. Damn, that's some bullshit. Yeah, I got to give her an award real quick, people, just to start it all off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Bitch! I don't know why he don't say bitch at the end of that. Damn,
come
he's making some shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, welcome to the show, DJ 49.
What it do? Smell so good it?
Oh, man, you already know. Oh, stick my dick in the mashed potatoes. Yeah, that's the classic one. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be that type of
oh, my bad, my bad. I thought this was, thought this was Smell of Blunt Thursdays. My bad. No.
Nah, man, got no mother reef over here. Mood of makeup. All right, three more guys. Well, one more, because I already read the other shit yesterday, and I got the 40, you know what I'm saying, getting some more news. So we in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to, I know it's Cuban ass out there somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Yet. Sucking down some Cuban coffee or something, you know what I'm saying? With some Cuban bread.
Cuban sandwich.
Yeah. All right, in Virginia, I don't really, you know, people, who the fuck cares? And I'm going to say this first, because I'm not a fucking Boy Scout, and if I was the president, I wouldn't give a fuck about the Boy Scouts. Okay, so now I've read that. Oh, hold on, Sarah Smiles. Sarah Smiles, I'm on the radio, woman. I'm on the radio right now. Y'all see how motherfuckers be all this love making music and shit?
Hello?
A woman, yeah, you can cut that music off because you're already on the radio. No, you on the radio now, girl. You don't know that. Oh. It sounds like you got something in the mouth, don't it? Oh, I ain't even know that. My bad. I ain't know who I was talking to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. I thought you was a Charlie Brown teacher calling up live and shit. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, what's up? You getting ready for college?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, girl. You know I'll give you one of them old college send-off presents. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, I guess not. Well, you know what I'm saying?
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
I'm going to have it, too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, check this out. Look, type this into your phone, girl. You might as well call into the show, girl. Be part of the show. Go on, go on.
Yay!
I'm going to write this number down, girl. Let me put some mariachi music on until you come in and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hold up. There we go. All right, you ready to write this down?
Yeah.
All right. It's 347.
Wait a
minute. You got to come on the show naked, so. Oh, I ain't thought you heard me. Sorry. I know you heard me. I won't tell nobody else.
813.
Ain't no mother... 813? 347, woman. Didn't I say 347?
Yeah.
237. 5125. This is how I talk to all my women before I hit them over the head with a billy club. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school caveman style. One. Goddamn. 5125.
Five.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I got that.
All right. Bring it on, girl. Bucket naked. Thursday.
A dick out.
I mean, yeah. All right. Laugh at you in a minute. Yeah, well, call and tell the world that, girl. Call and tell the world that. And I mean the world. God damn, turn your fax machine off, man. What the f*** is going on? Oh, all right, girl. No, I'll see you in a second. The show must go on. All right. What the fuck got the goddamn... I know what to do. Go on. All right, motherfucking Easy Rider, that's you with that goddamn fucking fax machine shit, man. What the hell
Easy
are you doing?
Fax.
All right, hold on. Yeah, what the fuck is going on, man? All right, let me beam goddamn Cyanide back up here. Hold on. All the ladies in the house, they holla, gobble, hogging.
Timmy!
Yeah, beam them on up, Timmy. All right, people. Special guest be calling in just a second. That was Sarah Smiles, people. If anybody was wondering who the that is, that's Sarah Smiles down here from. Oh, okay, Easy Rider's Computer Crash. No, that was Cyanide Computer Crash. What happened to Easy Rider? Goddamn, shit, he got up. Where are we? All right. Before she calls in and we talk dirty to her, you know what I'm saying? Get some stuff lined up. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Yeah, and she sounded like,
You're pretty good! Not!
Yeah. You already know. It's going to be some super fun when she calls in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be like Avon calling. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, she probably won't call in, people. She probably done forgot the fucking numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you say 813? What you talking about, woman?
Didn't she write it down?
I'm pretty sure she did. Not write it down.
Not write it down.
Anyways, Obama, man, is missing a historic Boy Scout Jamboree. Ooh. To go on The View. All right. Well, who the cares about either one of them? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fucking panel full of over chubby chicks, you know what I'm saying? Talking about fucking makeup and goddamn cooking recipes and shit. Who the hell gives up about The View? Who watches The View on here, man? Who watches The View?
Not me.
Oh. Thought I was going to have to give an early award. All right. Well, anyway, Obama will make history as the first sitting president on a daytime talk show, which I doubt that, but when he visits with the ladies of The View, but he'd be missing out on another historic occasion, the Boy Scouts' Jamboree, marking the group's 100th anniversary right in the president's backyard. I doubt that. The Jamboree kicked off this week at Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia, so what the did that have to do with Obama's backyard? Where organizers had invited the president to speak to the 45,000 scouts in attendance. All three of Obama's predecessors have made it to one jamboree while in office. Yeah, probably because you can assholes lied about being a goddamn Boy Scout, you know what I'm saying? No, together, man, y'all just trying to make this shit look good. Hey, we got to at least attend one. He just saying, fuck y'all all together, and I ain't going to be there, bitch. I'd rather be on The View. Is anybody mad at Obama? Is anybody mad?
Let's not go there.
Yeah, you know, I would give a shit. You know, as long as you don't go on goddamn Rush Limbaugh or don't go on the goddamn, what the hell racist prick name is? Fucking old dude name is.
Little Riding.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I have to tell you that.
Yeah, well, you know, you know what I'm saying? He's a worldwide asshole. You know what I'm saying? Even the world knows about Bill fucking Riley. Yeah. Fucking asshole. Alright, anyway. Bill O'Reilly. Like, you really got a job? O'Reilly. That's bad pun. Bad pun. In Chi-Town, good old Chicago. Because I was about to say Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That's why I... why are you supposed to say that? Stop joking with people's shit. You know what I'm saying? Chicago. There we go. A boy, 9 years old, was forgotten at Chicago's airport.
Thank you, parents.
Right. You got to love parents these days. You know, these 2010 parents are so pro-child. You know what I'm saying? Love my kid.
Are you sure that he was forgotten?
You know what I'm saying? We don't forget kids. We only forget the weed. A 9-year-old boy was forgotten in a Chicago airport waiting room for nearly 8 hours after an airline representative failed to put him on a connecting flight. Oh, well, can't blame the parents. Julian Reed was headed home to Ottawa on a United flight after visiting his... Okay, that didn't go together. Julian, right. That's the bitch name, but I'll keep going. On a United flight after visiting his dad in San Francisco. That explains the name. A trip he makes about six times a year. When his mother... Boy, these fucking editors, they suck on this writing shit. Now I'm going to read it verbatim. Y'all tell me if this makes sense. When his mother, she arrived at the airport to pick him up.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all got some nutty texting going on, too. I don't know what the fuck is that all about. Anyways, in good old Ebonics, which is the true American language, yeah. When his mother arrived at the airport, not she arrived, yeah, to pick him up, she noticed other passengers had disembarked, but that her son was nowhere to be found. Oh, man. All right, people, I got to give one quick award to, see, Sarah going to make me call her ass back. She thinks it's a game up in this motherfucker. Now, I will call your ass back, you know what I'm saying, and yell at you.
See if you bastards can do 90.
Oh, that didn't really go with what I was saying. Call up and play this good old music. All right, people, we got to call Sarah Smile. That's good porn music going on. Work it, Sarah, work it. Oh, sorry. Oh, anyways, enough of that shit. Shouts out to... BB, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about black women's hair. Beautiful butterflies in the building, you know what I'm saying? Up in the plane, in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a beautiful butterfly coming out of the heavenly angel. Coming down like a heavenly angel. Deadly like cyanide, because it's always party time. Smells so good.
Have a little Lysol too, you know.
You want something to burn your throat. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Disinfect while it burns.
I'll put something to taint your throat, all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, burn so good.
Damn.
Hey, beautiful butterfly, we talk about interracial dating. Yeah, I'm biting off your goddamn show. Getting right. But not right now. You know what I'm saying? That'll be a little later on. Yeah, we're going to talk about it, people. Let's go down to Florida, man. And I ain't never heard of this place, but Isla Madura.
Who?
Yeah, Isla Madura. Isla Morada.
Isla you were asking, is that my Florida? Is that my Florida?
Isla Morada. Isla Morada, Florida.
What that
say? I ain't never heard of that one. Down by the Florida Keys.
That's all we ain't heard.
Well... good old Croc. He's returning to the same yard. Well, if you motherfucker take the goddamn dead chicken bones you got laying in the yard, you probably won't keep returning to that mug looking for some fresh chicken. Yeah. Authorities in the Florida Keys said a young crocodile that twice returned after being removed from a residential yard may be bound for a captive facility. Lindsay Hort, Crocodile Response Coordinator for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. God damn. Long ass fucking name, man. What the fuck is that? The Florida FWCC. God damn, all that shit. Said the 8-foot-long American croc, nicknamed Crocodolly. Yeah, that's Crocodolly. Probably why he keeps coming back, because you're naming him. Yeah, Crocodolly. Right. I'm pretty sure Missy... named them that, yeah. Returned to the yard in the village of Isla Morada, some shit, on Plantation Key twice. Yeah, you know, some shit. After being taken away by response teams. Well, apparently you didn't take his ass far enough away, you know what I'm saying?
You sure they didn't befriend that crocodile?
You know, he'd probably be feeding his ass, you know what I'm saying, little neighbor's dogs and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, I come back for breakfast too, shit.
Ah, what the hell happened, man? Where did she go? She's supposed to be in on this conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Listening to the porn.
Yeah, that's what you got to listen to, people. All right, one more people, and then we're going to get into this little conversation on it. Male found near a 60-year-old plane crash. That doesn't even sound interesting. But hey, Dundee, Scotland. Oh, shit, this is a first-timer. We're in Scotland, people. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We've been all over the world, man, but we haven't been everywhere. But we're working on it. You know what I'm saying? Dundee, Scotland. Shouts out to everybody who wears kilts. Right. A British geography student on a... Who? What happened?
It's still
you
the UK.
You wear kilts?
No, it's still the UK.
Oh, sorry. No, hey, listen here, brother. I know the UK is super huge and nutty, all right?
Super huge?
But,
super huge.
You know, we got to... You know, be specific, though, where we at in the UK. You know what I'm saying? You just can't say UK. We in Scotland. Part of the Scotland Yard, people. Sherlock Holmes and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Was he home?
Sherlock Homie.
Sherlock
y'all Muda. I almost gave you Muda Makers an award just then. You Muda Makers. A British geography student on a visit to the French Alps says she discovered a bag of mail from a November 1950 plane crash. How the hell you just notice some shit like that? Freya Cowan, 22, a student at Scotland's University of Dundee, who was in the Alps researching global warming, right, that means she's using up free money, said she found a mail bag from the Malabar Princess, an Air India Lockheed Constellation that took off from London in 1950 and crashed en route to Geneva. Yeah, that really shows you how much they gave up about you guys on the flight. They didn't even go back to look for your mail, you know what I'm saying? Well, hey,
60
Happy
years
Meal
later.
Toy causes kid to pass out. Wow.
Huh?
Yeah, I got to read this last one. In Hartford, must be Connecticut, federal consumer safety officials are investigating a complaint that a 4-year-old Connecticut boy nearly strangled himself with a toy from a McDonald's Happy Meal. Man, I got to go out and buy one of those. I can kill somebody with a McDonald's toy. Oh, yeah, I'm deadly. And eat the evidence afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. Eat the fries, you know. Connecticut Consumer Protection Commissioner Jerry Farrell. I wonder if he's related to Will Farrell. Anyways, said that the boy from the New London area put the Last Airbender Katara bracelet-like toy around his neck and began to lose consciousness. He says his mother removed it before any serious harm was done. Okay.
Wow.
Probably because it goes around your wrist, you little dumbass. And not your neck. Right. Somebody's smoking crack a little early age. All righty then. Shout out to Torque, man. Torque 64 up in this mofo flipper. Wow. All right, people. Let's go ahead and cue up the old interracial music. And yeah, I don't know what that is, but, you know. All right, let's get some interracial music going on so we can talk about some interracial stuff. How about that? This is Bobby Treacherous in the background with All Flavors. Yeah, and I guess that represents, you know what I'm saying, what we're talking about. Cause, I'm All Flavors, people, you know what I'm saying? Easy Rider, man, you need to call back in and share your story, brother. It's your time, man, you know what I'm saying? All right, I guess we'll start at the top, though, and go ahead and let Heavenly Angel
save the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
Yeah, go ahead. too loud, too loud.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's what's called interracial music right there. That's interracial.
Yeah. There you go. Cutting that shit down to a pimp strut. All right, run it, woman. Something's got your tongue, and I don't think it's a cat. Oh!
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, you heard that, though. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar.
No, I'm on the cell phone.
Oh. All right, hold on, people. We got the old Mr. Blow Me himself calling back in. Here we go.
I'd be the wise one.
No, this goddamn, goddamn Sneezy Rider.
Sneezy? Oh, Sneezy, what you have, Sneezy?
Sneezy Rider. Hold on, people. Let me get Timmy asses in order. Get your asses in gear, man.
Timmy!
Oh, you little fucking poop scooper. All right, hard being, goddammit.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You got to love that. You got to love that. All you headphone users out there, oh, yeah. You know I was thinking about you.
I love headphones. They work wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, run it. They're easy from Pencil Easy Veins.
All right. I'm going to give you my experience, and then I'll tell you what I think of it all. Well, when I was about, I guess I was about 21, I guess, a couple of years ago. And,
A couple years ago?
Yeah, in my neighborhood.
Yeah, all right.
I lived in an ethnic neighborhood. You got your Polacks, you got your Irishmen, you got your Italians, and you had your black folk. And the black folk lived in their area. They had their own separate area of the town they lived in. And, you know, what happened was the... I made friends with everybody. You know, I was never one to not make friends with everybody. I mean, I always made friends with all the people.
You weren't a peckerhead in life.
We really didn't have no racial problems here. You know, where I'm from up here, you know, not too many. You had some in the big city of Pittsburgh, but not in the suburbs. So, I mean, the ratio of school was like we had about out of a say 1,000 people, we might have had maybe 10 black folk. That was it. So there really wasn't a lot of black people in our schools. But anyway, I was in downtown Pittsburgh one evening, went to a bar, get liquored up. So I pulled up to a...
this always helps the color barrier people. Remember that.
Yeah, I stopped up.
Alcohol.
Stopped at a stoplight, and I looked. It was raining out. I looked to my right, and there was the black girl, Lorraine, who was my friend, Sim. That was her sister.
Sure.
So, you know, what was I going to do? Let her stand in the rain? I couldn't do that, you know what I mean? I looked at her, she looked at me, I said, come on, get in, I'll ride you up the road. It's like five or 10 miles away, okay?
I'll ride you, baby.
Hold on 1 second, please. I have to grab something on the floor here. Hang on.
You son of a...
What?
Hey, people.
Okay, so...
You know? Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were there.
I'm here. So, anyway, I felt bad, in the rain, and I decided to give her a ride. So, back then, my father was a judge back then, okay? So, and he had all the po-po working for him and all that, you know, and they always keep an eye on me, making sure I'm not fucking up, which I was anyway. And so I felt bad, and I gave this girl a ride home. Okay? Well, wouldn't you know it, a ride home turned into me hosing her, you know? And
a ride home.
And all this. Well, no, I mean, it didn't turn
Did
into
Did you
that.
Just say hosing her?
Right. I was being nice and giving somebody a ride. There was no sex involved. There was nothing like that involved. But my father didn't even want me doing that. He thought that was a sin that I was seen with that girl. And that really upset me. You know what I mean? That, you know, they were that redneck about a situation like that. So, I mean, what do you do? I mean, should I look the other way and not seen her? And just
let me ask you a question. Was she cute to you?
Oh, yeah, she was hot.
Well, child daddy, you lose.
Fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I didn't tell you about the next night. So I sat there. Wait a minute. I got accused of all this. You know, here's one of his cops seen me, you know, accused me of this, you know. I said, okay, you know what? Fuck this shit. If I'm going to get accused for it, I might as well be doing it. You know, if that's the consensus that you did it, you were saying, then fuck it. I did it, and I did too. I picked her up the next fucking night. I was at that same light, the same time. I took her to a room, and, well, you know what else goes on from that story.
Hey, you should have been taking some pictures and faxing that to Dad.
Yeah, but, you know, I did it, and, you know, it was really different to me. You know what I mean? First off, I had to, I was kind of, like, scared to let anybody see me, you know what I mean? And, like, I, like, kind of...
Talk about his Peter, people. He's talking about his Peter. Yeah, he didn't want to show his Johnson.
Yeah. They all seen that. They knew what that looked like. But, you know, I was like sneaking Sally through the alley, you know. I pulled up in the back of the hotel, got the room, and like I snuck her through the back door and all that. And it was kind of embarrassing to her because she knew what was up, you know what I mean? You know, I should have been straight up and just said blah, blah, blah. You know, I didn't want to be seen with you. We got to do this secretly. But I didn't do that. You know, I was being sneaky, and I shouldn't have done that because she was a nice person, you know. But anyway, you know, that was my interracial experience. And do I recommend it to anybody? Hell yeah, man. Hey, it changed my luck. It changed my luck, you know. And, I really haven't done it since. Maybe one other time, you know. I think it was one other time.
Right.
It was different. Then, but would I get married to an interracial person? No, I don't think so. I don't think I would. I think our cultures are too different. I mean, us older guys. You know what I mean? Now,
yeah, that depends. That newer, depends where they grow up.
Well, the newer kids now. These newer kids. You know, they're all about the same. You know, they all do about the same shit, listen to the same music, they do the same shit, dance the same songs, dance the same way. You know what I mean? White, black, it don't matter. They're all listening to rap music. So, you know.
Damn right. Shit, it's some more uncoordinated-ass black folk out there that can't fucking dance, that can't play basketball, can't do no goddamn sports. You know what I'm saying? All that fucking taboo that people be motherfucking saying black folks is the shit. Yeah, in a sense, we are. But then you got some of the motherfuckers that just can't do shit. Just like you got white folks that excel way better in sports and all this other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just human beings just got good genetics like that when it comes down to it. You got some retards on one side, you got some dumbasses on the other side, and you got your good people in the middle.
Right.
But
now,
it ain't no color. It ain't no color to that, though. You just got dumbasses, retards, and
stuff
smart people.
Well, you got
them
everywhere.
You know?
But if I had to say one of my kids come up and says, hey, I'm dating a black person. Now, I would get upset, okay? I know the way I am. I would probably freak out, and I would try to tell her anything I could tell her or him to why they shouldn't do it, you know?
You're serious?
Sad.
You serious there?
Am I serious?
That's really, really sad.
I'm really serious. I would say bring him over one time. Let's get to know him.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying the way I am, guys. I'm being honest, you know. It's not a prejudicial thing. It's just that...
It's an upbringing thing, man.
You're
shit.
Right. I was brought up that way.
Shoot birds
right.
to your parents, man. Shoot
no,
birds
no,
to
No, that's an excuse. That's an excuse.
Birds to your parents.
I'm not making
it. Yeah, because once you get older, I mean, hey, once you get older, you know what I'm saying, do adults stick with the same religion that their parents brought them up on? Or do they go out and get older and figure out that, you know, it ain't no fucking such thing as Santa Claus. So as long as the goddamn preacher keep preaching Santa Claus, I don't need to be in this motherfucking church.
Exactly.
So that's the decision I make. You know what I'm saying?
I just wouldn't go for it. If my vote would be no.
You would. If you took your ass overseas, and this is the whole purpose of having this show today.
Mom, you know where
I was. Well, did you? Have you fucked the Chinese chick?
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, man, what the fuck is you talking about, brother?
I'm talking about.
You don't
about
fuck every other nationality.
He's talking
about,
his about. Dick is what he's talking about.
Who I fucked. I'm talking Dick about my.
Dick has his own mind.
Yeah, so why would you be worried if you already experienced that and goddamn it, you still here alive without blue balls? You know?
And would you experience it to anybody? Hell yeah, you said.
Yeah, but not my kid.
And not my kid.
Wow,
you said
keeping
anybody.
The train going, man. We got to break the train, man. We got to break the train.
Nah, I'm not breaking nothing. I'll break somebody's fucking head that come over my house. I swear to God, I will.
So you got a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I came up to Pennsylvania, happened to come across her, meet her in the rain and shit, you know what I'm saying? Pick her up out of the rain.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And do the same scenario 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? And she happened to bring me to the house. And, oh, shit, it smelly.
You got that award ready, Smelly?
Well, it would be
I'm just being, I'm being real, though. I mean, if I came to your house, and we done had this rapport that we done reached on this radio station. You honestly telling me you would catch some kind of feelings for me dating your daughter?
Yeah, I wouldn't allow it. I would try to explain to her, like, you know, civilly why I don't approve of it. But it would be her decision.
Right.
You know, it would be her decision. But if she did do something like that, I'd be highly pissed off. I don't know what I'd do, but I just wouldn't approve of it. I wouldn't give her my approval.
Okay, I got a question on that one now. Hold on. I have a question.
We got a lot of ones. Hold on. 813. I know that tsunami in the building, so I just want to let you know you up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just want to let you know. Burn your fingers out and shit. You know what I'm saying? But ask your question, brother.
Okay, my question is based on everything I've heard, on what grounds would that be for disapproval? I've always been taught to each his own. You don't pick who your children fall in love with. If they fall in love with a person, whether a black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, that should be their choice, and they should have the support of their family. Why should their family dictate who and whom they date?
Right. Well, no, I agree with you 100%. You know, but...
Yeah.
It's me. It's
you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can
right.
just trick with
it. Right.
Well, that's a crap right there,
I've
too.
I'm
an old dog.
That's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying. You can't teach the old dog new tricks, but you hide trick with it.
I've had this told to me all my life.
I respect what you say. I respect your honesty. I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm being honest.
You know, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'll tell you now. If I found your daughter in the rain, I'm a shagger-rific, goddammit. And I'm going to pull up in front of your fucking house. I'm going to drop her ass off. And I don't give a shit if your whole goddamn block don't like it. I'm going to put my middle black ass finger in there, and I'm going to drive the fuck off and tell you I'll be back tomorrow, you bitches, to pick her ass up.
The mind is a terrible
thing. It's just me.
All right, you have your own mind. I mean, you'd have to pick her up somewhere else because she wouldn't live
nah.
in the house.
Hell no. Nah. I'll be picking up from the fucking door. Well, she might be at the back door when
else,
I pick
her
up, but I'm just saying.
I would ask her to leave my home.
Hey, I might pick up at the back door and everything, but you know, I'll be picking up.
Well, yeah, you might be, but like I said, I would probably end up disowning her.
Nah.
I mean, it's a shock you guys hearing this from me.
Well, your dick wasn't too worried about it, was it?
I'm pretty liberal about this stuff, but when it comes to my own, I guess I'm different, you know?
Nah.
Your dick wasn't
different
about it.
Your surroundings, a lot of people's surroundings dictate they thinking, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say if you get out your surroundings, man, you know what I'm saying, and let another person's surroundings dictate your thinking, it will help shape your thinking. You know what I'm saying? Until, you know, I ain't never dated a white chick, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Period. Until I went overseas. Now, I hunched a little white girl in second grade, but, you know, we wasn't dating, you know what I'm saying? We was doing some shit that we seen whoever the fuck do and, you know, being grown-ass little second graders. But after that, I never dated a white chick, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Went over to Germany, never been that type of person to say I wouldn't sleep with this person, that person, or date this person, that person. Never been that. So when I went over to Germany, you know what I'm saying, and actually met a German chick, this is, you can't get no whiter, than the Germans. You know what I'm saying? That's
well, because of World War II. Because of World War II, they think differently than we do over here. Their parents didn't teach them like our parents taught us because of the war babies over there. You know about war babies in World War II.
They're all over that. But it's not even past that though. I mean, you got to think about Germany and Europe. Period. Is made up of so many different cultures. It's still a fucking United States. It's a melting pot of motherfucking countries. You know what I'm saying? United States is just a melting pot of different states. You know what I'm saying? With different minds and shit. But it's still people from other countries that brung their punk ass here, you know what I'm saying, in search of freedom and love and all the other kind of shit. Not just for monetary reasons. People came here for love and, you know what I'm saying, so they can be in the pursuit of that. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about the United States. But that's the beautiful thing about this world. Because we have that freedom that is not taken away. We have a lot of freedoms, you know, no spitting, no chewing gum, and you know what I'm saying, we can't smoke weed. But the main thing that keeps us all together is the freedom of love, and to love whoever the fuck you want to love. And once that gets taken out, well, yeah, you might as well become a goddamn communist country, you know what I'm saying, and go back to fucking Hitler days and try to get some goddamn all nappy-headed babies and all goddamn blonde-headed babies if you're going to, you know what I'm saying, keep that kind of shit up. Because that's what that would hit us. That's what that would lead us into. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. That's what that was. That thinking will lead us into that.
My in-laws, like my wife's sisters and brothers, they're all married to black and white people.
So you don't even go to family reunions then? That's what you say. Y'all don't have family reunions.
No, I'll go. You know, I go. I get along everybody. I get along real good there with everybody, you know. But when it comes to my own, I'm different.
So, matter of fact, well, okay. How about if motherfucking P. Diddy came to pick your daughter up and shit in a goddamn stretch Hummer with motherfucking, you know, 30-inch spinners on that bitch. He get out. He just throwing money around and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he walk up and come in. Would you give a fuck?
Yeah, I would. He wouldn't get in my house, that's for sure.
He throw your ass in a stack. You know what I'm saying? $10,000, get out the way, old man.
No, he wouldn't do that to me. I'm a little bit bigger, pretty bigger dude. Ain't nobody doing that to me.
Okay, and if he would come and stop by, and not for your daughter, but to visit you, would you be welcome then?
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
Just no sticking in the dicking in my family.
I'd invite him over for dinner and the family and whatever, you know. Don't go near mine.
All right, well, Heavenly Angel, because you come out of, I don't know how recent, but you've, you know, been over to the barbecue site, you know what I'm saying? What was your experience?
Well, I have kids that are biracial.
Oh, you got war babies. All right, I'm talking about you stateside war babies, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just playing. Go ahead with your story, though.
Colorblind by my grandmother, who just passed away at 97 last year.
You colorblind? So what, you only see gray and other colors like that?
I don't even see the color of the
skin. I'm bullshitting with you. Keep it moving. But okay, so what's your grandmother's background then? We got to get a little deeper than that then. What's your grandmother's background?
She was raised in Idaho.
Wow.
Of nine.
That's pretty white.
Nine kids on a farm.
That's pretty white there.
That's as redneck as you get, I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty white. That's what I'd be the wise one. No, she comes from Idaho.
Oh, I'd be wise. He knows all about Idaho. He was out there.
She comes from Idaho. That's what I was going to say, because she comes from Idaho. And I'd be the wise one's wife is white. You know what I'm saying? So she comes from Idaho. And his kids are,
half
you know
my family
saying?
Is black. My youngest sister is half black. My grandbaby is black. How you like me now?
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
as long as it's not yours.
I'll do you.
Let's just say I've never been with a white man. How about that?
A white man?
Yeah. Hey, you know what's strange, though, honestly? When I went over to Germany, Europeans say they don't date their own culture. That is so fucking weird. You know what I'm saying? You ask a German chick, she'll tell you, I mean the younger generation, not the old school. You know what I'm saying? The younger generation, you know, my age, 30 and down, that are, you know, really done mixed in with the military and other cultures that done just moved from America overseas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, their mentality is a lot more open now. You know what I'm saying? But then when it comes to their own people, a German chick will say, yeah, I don't date a German man. I don't like the way he is. It's so many things they'll say about him. I'm like, well, what the fuck?
Same thing. Prejudges stuff.
What about you? What if your kids come home with a man or a woman of a different color? What would you say?
He's on this show. That should speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? He's a co-host on this show. That should speak for itself.
No,
who the hell would want to sit next to goddamn Smelly all fucking day? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Got to be a pretty strong motherfucking minded person, man. I mean, open-minded to kind of deal with me on this show. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
I think we even had this conversation before, though, didn't we?
But let me go for the example. I don't have any kids, but if I have and they would meet somebody, I would try to get to know him as a person and try to get an image of him and judge him accordingly, not because of the color of his skin.
But how would your parents react? Knowing your parents the way you do, how would your parents react?
My parents were alive during the Second World War. Okay. They are not haters. So they would accept my choice, their choice, everything.
So, I mean, well, would you date a black chick? Not even saying black, because people, it's not a black and white issue. I mean, just would you date anybody of color? Mexican, Filipino, goddamn it,
you
know.
Talking to me.
Yeah.
I've dated an Indonesian woman.
What the fuck is that?
From Indonesia.
I mean, what color is that? Is she tan? Or, I mean, what is that?
Tan.
Okay. And what was the experience?
She's pretty nuts. But it was fun.
But it was culturally enlightening.
Yeah, they say a few things about Indonesian women around there, and most of them are true.
Like what?
They're kind of bossy.
That's
okay.
True.
I can't hear a word you're saying with that fucking music.
Hey, brother. Everybody likes porn, brother. I don't know what the... Turn your hearing aid up, all right? Jesus. What the hell is going on around here, man? What the hell is going on?
Well, I can't say I appreciate your honesty. I can't say that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, I am, man. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm not trying to be racist. I'll just give you my thoughts.
<It's hard. laughs>
Yeah, we just say that we don't understand the reasoning behind it.
Well, we do. I do. It's the way I was brought up.
Yeah, I don't.
You can change.
I mean, I was brought up on fucking Halloween, St. Patrick's Day, believing in goddamn Columbus Day. And shit.
I know that's a big one.
We all people.
I mean,
and
yeah,
your daughter
a,
will
comes
be bringing
a point,
home another person, not somebody of
it
a
comes
specific skin
a
color.
Point in time when you have to come into your grown man or your grown woman and become your own person, become yourself. You have to become, you know what I'm saying, that shadow of your parents. You know what I'm saying? You don't become your parents. You become a shadow of your parents.
Right.
You know, you keep certain qualities of your parents that, you know what I'm saying, that intrigued you. you know what I'm saying, that you like, but then you get rid of all the other shit that you didn't like, that you see at a yoga age.
All the negativity,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Right, and
yeah, you got to get that shit out of the way, and therefore that passes, because if not, you'll continue to keep passing that negativity on to your kids. You know what I'm saying? And she might, like I say, she might run across a fucking P. Diddy or somebody, and you know what I'm saying, who can really set her life straight for the rest of her fucking life. Not saying
see,
she got to work that thing like
mine's
that.
Mine's an executive. Mine's already set.
And you know that if you tell kids don't do that, they will
do
it.
Anyway.
They're going to do it
yeah.
anyway.
Hey, you, don't stick that firecracker in that lizard's ass.
Blop.
You know what I'm going to go and do. You know what I'm saying? Where's the firecracker? Oh, goddamn right. That's what kids do, man. I mean, all right, y'all hold on a second. Let me see somebody. It's a conversation, by the way. 570, you was live up in the Starship Smelly Prize.
Hey, Smelly. Hey, Cyanide. Hi, Easy. And
hello. Sounds like Florida UFOs in this mofo film.
No, it's Torque up in the base.
Torque.
That's Torque.
What's up?
Torque 64. Welcome.
God damn, Torque, you sound young, man. You sound like a... fucking college kid. Yeah,
man.
Damn college kid.
I am.
All righty then. I'll buy that for a dollar.
I'll take door number three, please.
Yo. All right, who got a story? Who got another interracial story? Not about either, you know, it don't matter. Torque, you got one for me?
I really kind of fell in love with a gal in high school, and she just, it was very difficult emotionally for our age back in 68. It was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a non-workable. Yeah, it was too much outside stressors type thing.
But it had nothing to do with y'all, you know what I'm saying,
no.
as you two. But it's the environment that you were in.
That was right after the L.A. riots.
It just had nothing to do with the rest of the world. It was just, I loved her for who she was. That's all. And
love, people.
Her ideas and her, the way that she seen life and the way that she viewed herself and in God and how she wanted to spend her days, and I thought it was just absolutely intoxicating woman, basically, as in a kid, being a kid. So it was very, very unfortunate to miss it to this day, actually. So that's a sad thing.
Wow. Once you go black, you never go back, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just bullshit, people.
Yeah,
taboo.
Sure.
That's taboo. So even at your age, I mean, you know, since then, I mean, you haven't come across anybody else, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, tweaked your fancy?
No. All the white girls were after me, you know, because I was hot.
Torque was hot, people. Torque was hot.
I still am hot.
I hear you. I can hear you, man. Shit.
I am.
You're doing more at your goddamn age than most of these punk-ass motherfuckers down here, you know what I'm saying? My age. I'm like, oh, I'm 32. What the fuck does that mean?
32?
You know, people just got to get the fuck out of the box, you know what I'm saying? You got to go and mingle with other people, people. Stop mingling with your same self. If you mingle with yourself, you're always going to be self.
You're right, and that's why I hang with you, Smelly, because you are one intelligent, sincere individual. I recognize that instantly. I'm a little concerned about your workouts, though.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I hit the heavy bag and everything. You know what I'm saying? I tries to keep it real.
Curling with that quartz.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know nothing about that workout. Let me give y'all a breakdown of a Floydian workout. All right, you got a dumbbell in one hand. You got your water, natural ice, or whatever you're drinking in the other hand. All right? You put your beer down, and you switch it up. This is, you got to do this in repetition, people. You put the quart down, you grab the weight, and you pick the blunt up with the other hand. You take a puff.
Well,
put the blunt down.
I think you're on to something really good, because people are, I need to see somebody doing something like what you're doing. It's motivating, and it's neat. Next time, hold the camera between your toes or something, because every time Cyanide said, your camera's aiming towards the kitchen, you know.
Hey, Mark, you have any kids?
Oh, yeah, I got two girls and three boys.
What do you think about the question we popped up on me? Would you permit them to date interracial?
Sure, my boy's with an Afghani right now.
Okay.
Damn, now that's deep. He with a goddamn war banger? Shit.
That's right. He was over
she
ain't
got no bomb on the back, dude.
Yeah, he was over Iraq, Afghan for, extended stay. 4.5 years he was over there, and he brought
well,
him back.
That's not, how about black? Would you be okay with an African American?
Hell, that's it. Fuck black.
Hey,
Afghani? When we in Afghanistan going to war,
wait.
That's extreme.
This can be more extreme. What's a religion talk?
So you would permit your daughter to date black guys? Is that what you're saying to me?
Muslim?
Sure, I would.
Okay.
I mean, but yeah, because that gets into it too. What is her religion?
She's Muslim.
All right, now, and so she still does the traditional dressing, headband, and all that.
No.
Okay, so she does. She's Americanized.
Yeah, there's a lot of so much caste typing. You know, when people say Muslim, they think they're flying around in a freaking carpet. You know, and
yeah. Well, I mean, that's the media, people. I mean, a lot of things that have to do with why we got this such divide going on is because punk motherfuckers keep goddamn watching this punk-ass shit on TV. You know what I'm saying? It keeps motherfuckers separated. You know, and then you wonder why it makes you mad when you watch, like, an episode of Friends. And you know what I'm saying? This comes from personal. You don't see no black people on there. You know what I'm saying? Well, how the fuck is that the definition of Friends? You know what I'm saying? Because just because you have a male, you know, two males and two females, that's not the definition of friendship. You know what I'm saying? Friendship is, you know, all of us motherfucking getting along, just like we getting along on this radio station. You know, that's the definition of friends to me. And this is on a worldwide level. This is on a fucking international level, just because we're over in the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know, people. I mean, honestly, I ain't sitting up here trying to, you know, hey, curb nobody's thinking, you know what I'm saying? But just like Time to Learn a Language Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? It's just time to think outside the box. Stop saying you can't learn a language, you know what I'm saying, when you ain't even trying to learn the language.
Well, I think you know, Smelly, that, you know, America's pretty Puritan place, you know.
I don't know what the fuck America is. America's can't even claim Christians, but Christians kill the most motherfuckers for not being their religion. Then you got Baptists, you know, which ain't got no kind of say-so really nowhere. Protestants, Catholics who speak up the most name, but then, hell, they all slewed with the goddamn pedophilic shit going on. So, I mean, really, when it comes to playing the religion card, it's exactly like playing a race card. It's meaningless. You know what I'm saying? It's really fucking meaningless. I'm non-denominational. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the higher power. I don't give a damn if it's Buddhism, old schoolism, whatever the fuck ism. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody in agreement right now can say that you pray to one God, correct? Anybody pray to two gods, three, four? Anybody pray to dogs, cats, elephants?
If you believe in God, I only believe in one God.
One God. So, I mean, you know, it
not
comes
about
down
religion.
As your God is female or she-male or whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? As long as you have that belief. That belief is what carries you on through life. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going to carry you to the day you die.
I'll post a link in your room to give you a really close copy. I won't show you her photograph. my son's girl's photograph to be his wife, but a person who looks like a double of her sister. And
Oh, she has a sister? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Smelly.
It does.
Well, how about coming to Cuba?
I had to look something up for you because I look in more kinds of religions, so I remembered something. Hinduism believes in more gods. They have, let me see, how many gods they have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 gods. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Krishna, Rama, Durga, and Ganeshna.
Right. So, I mean, that really is just a racial divide also. Religion is just as, you know what I'm saying, keeps us divided just as much as this so-called fucking color. That underneath
right.
ain't nobody, nothing in it, anyways. You know what I'm saying? If I peeled your fucking skin back, what color is it?
Exactly.
You know, I
mean,
everybody is, yeah, you're actually blue. Motherfuckers don't even understand that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always say you're a blue-blooded American. Your blood don't turn red until it comes in contact with oxygen. So technically, you motherfuckers is blue. You know what I'm saying? And it just so happens that the pigmentation that we done reached, you know what I'm saying, some done got to a darker shade and some stayed at a lighter shade. But you peel your goddamn skin back, what is it? You know what I'm saying? You shut the fucking lights off, what you got? You guys just got a bunch of motherfucking people who don't know what the fuck is going on. And you can't tell by voices. Don't sit up there and say like, oh, he sounds white. Or he sounds black. Or he sounds this, he sounds that. That don't make no motherfucking sense. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, your motherfucker wouldn't even be able to tell what I am right now. Because I take my language and I like to pronunciate my words and put a little etiquette to it so I can be a little bit more universal. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I still speak me. This is how I speak in the hood. You know what I'm saying? This is how I speak to my same homeboys on the block. You know what I'm saying? And this is just how just like I speak to you all. You know what I'm saying? It's no difference. But, I mean, once we start throwing in these taboos of this and that, that's when we put the divide in it. And what's the old saying? Together we stand, divided we fall. And that is a representation of this whole country. You know what I'm saying? That is a representation of this whole country. So if you calling yourself a blue-blooded motherfucking American, you know what I'm saying? The color barrier has to fall. That shit needs to fall like the Kremlin wall.
But it didn't smell, wouldn't it?
That shit fell, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Two countries motherfucking collided in love. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers ain't fighting now that the Kremlin wall is down.
But if I recall, didn't they call it United States, not the divided states?
Yeah, United States of America. You know what I'm saying? We all united as one. You know what I'm saying? Under one common cause. And that's freedom, man. That's the freedom to do anything that we want to do mentally within the constraints of the law.
That's right. And so many people back say, oh, cowboys, you know. There's a lot of black cowboys. There's a lot of...
There was Chinese cowboys. I mean, show you that bullshit on TV, but people, it was fucking Chinese cowboys.
It was anybody who wanted to keep a roof over, some freaking wind and rain off of their head and hang out where they're hanging out. So they got to fight for what the little piece of dirt that they got. That's all it was about.
All right.
It didn't matter.
And shouts out to Vorpalabite, who's coming in here spraying about Obama. All righty. Here's another one. You guys need to listen to, I guess, my show yesterday, or one of them shows I went off on. And it just surprised me. Tork, who is your House of Representatives?
Okay,
keep thinking. Heavenly Angel, who's your House Representative?
Who's my House Representative?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Okay. Side Nine. Well, no, you don't even count. Y'all don't have House Representative.
I know my senators, but I don't know who's in the House.
Right. We have you. Okay. So, Easy Rider, who's your House of Representative?
That would be State Senator Jim Furlow.
And... Part of time. Who's your House of Representatives?
House of Representatives would be me or
no, part of time. This motherfucker about to get an award. Excuse me, people. Excuse me, people. This motherfucker want to think they're going to ignore me and shit. I'm going to get this son of a bitch an award. Hey, party time! Yeah, muda maker. Yeah, muda
maker.
Muda nigga. Ah, here you go. Fucking party.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, my bad.
What's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Central. We give a special shout out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Give a special shout out to the solo boys. I LG New Spashes, man. Y'all need to come check us out.
Okay, I'll come back on after this.
813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Snap So Good will be doing big and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is, holding it down. Jook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keed. Big and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Holler at your boy. We out of here.
Yeah, I know y'all like that. My point is, okay, Obama's cabinet is made up of what? Advisors, correct, right, or wrong? Just let's get a little political. His cabinet is made up of a bunch of advisors, right? So he has advisors that's advising him on certain issues to do this and certain issues to do that, right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, who writes the bills for the United States? Who writes the bills and who writes the laws?
The senators in the Senate.
And your House of Representatives.
Right.
These three bodies are the bodies that, and I'm not saying individuals. I'm saying these three bodies are the bodies that write your governing laws. These three bodies are the steps that it takes in order for a bill to get here and for a bill to come into the motherfucking law. It starts off as a bill. It starts off as a proposal. So it has to go through these three in order to get from well, let me get the order right. It goes into the House of Representatives as a bill.
Yep.
They vote on it in order to try to make it law. From there, they send it off to the Congress?
Senate.
To the Senate. Okay. Then it goes from the Senate up to Congress for final approval. After the Congress has finally approved it, then you got, you still got the Supreme Court that can overturn all the shit.
Well, no, they don't look at bills. Supreme Court don't look at
bills. Right, but I'm saying they can overturn it, though. They can still overturn it.
What they do,
they're really the final decision out of anything.
He can veto it. He's got, 30 days to veto any bill, you know? Whether to veto holds or not, that's up to him. I mean, they can, you know, it goes to the House of Representatives, then goes to the Senate, and then the Senate votes on it, and then they pass it on to the president. The president says, okay, I'm either going to go along with it or I'm going to veto it.
All right, so this is my point. What the fuck does Obama have to do with anything?
Well, he's pretty much just a figurehead. You know what I mean? He's the guy that makes the decisions whenever they're close and you know maybe they don't have they need a couple votes swayed a couple different ways and the president will stop in and say okay you know if you vote my way then the next time you got something then I'll get my people to vote your way you know what I mean?
C-SPAN people, if you watch C-SPAN and watch how the fucking bills come into law, you won't see no goddamn Obama. You won't see no motherfucking Obama until it's a cameo appearance and he comes in there and he shakes hands and do the diddly, you know, poop it, you know what I'm saying, for the cameras and shit. And then he's out. You know what I'm saying? But Obama ain't got nothing to do with it. It's your House of Representatives. And your House of Representatives is broken down into districts. So when you get into districts, Hillsborough County has over 20 different motherfuckers that's representing districts from all over Hillsborough County. All these motherfuckers got to come together. Now, you got to get on the lower level, too, and that's your city councilmen and all that shit, who are making direct laws regarding your streets, regarding where the stop signs and all this shit are placed, regarding where trains and all this shit are going to be, you know what I'm saying, if we're going to have a goddamn, well, that's also the decision of your mayors. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to have, you know, the monorail system installed and shit, how much money are we going to spend on this? How much money are we going to spend on that? I never said Obama's name and none of that. So why the fuck does Obama's name keep coming up every time motherfuckers get mad that something ain't going right? I mean, nobody's blaming his advisors. Nobody's blaming his goddamn. Nobody's blaming the House of Representatives. Nobody's blaming these goddamn senators that have been in these motherfucking seats, people, for over 30, 40 years with that same jacked up ass mentality. Your congressman been in that same fucking seat for years. I mean, eight. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have no terms.
We need to vote.
They're not like the president. They're not set to that 4-year term.
We need to vote them all out.
You got to vote them all out if you want to change the system. But talking about one fucking person is blinding the whole situation. Because you make
right,
a motherfucker try
Obama.
To concentrate on one person. And that is bullshit.
I don't blame Obama. Everybody blames Obama. How the hell can you blame him? He's only been here about a year. How the hell do you blame him?
He ain't got shit to do with nothing. He's spending up all the money. He's spending up. What fucking money when we in a goddamn trillion something dollar deficit?
Like we said, he's a figurehead.
Come on, man. I just get tired of going to room and all these motherfuckers supposed to be so political.
Obama.
But don't even know who the fuck they House of Representatives are. Don't even know who their congressmen are. Don't even know who their senators are. Don't even know how to write or have never written to these motherfucking people to voice their opinion. But they're damn sure jump on radio shows and motherfuckers just keep the goddamn propaganda of spraying this motherfucker.
How can Obama be 100% responsible?
He don't sign shit. He don't do nothing but until the cameras come on. That's the only time you see him signing something. And when you do see him signing something, it's a major bill or a major law like the health care reform. That was something major. That's the only reason why you seen him sit there and, ooh, camera shots, camera. But he ain't signing your he's not signing the bill for Florida to sit up here and get our monorail system up.
No, that's
he's not responsible for that.
That's right. And the lobbyists are the son of a bitches that come down and hand over the money to
I forgot
Congress.
About the lobbyists, the biggest crooks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then they get the guys behind closed doors, your local government, and say, here's $2 million, shut your goddamn mouth, vote our way, or hit the highway. No more money. And that's we're running.
Got naked
for
this show today. For this, what the hell?
Oh well, you know, hey, we
we got 5 minutes.
All I'm saying, people,
let's make it valuable.
Just think about, you know what I'm saying, this world and how we are divided. You know what I'm saying? There's so much shit that's keeping us divided. I mean, it's religion. The supreme thing right now is color, which I don't understand.
I got a lot of white skin showing right now.
All righty then. let's turn on some webcams real quick and, take a commercial break. We got a free peep show at Club Smell So Good if you guys like to join me. Yeah. But all I'm saying, man, is we all recognize that we got this divide going on. You know what I'm saying? And fuck, easy. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Torque is older than you. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, I mean, you know, and I only say that just to say, you know, he grew up way before you, in times way different than you, but there was the same times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we still have found ourselves to be able to come and talk to a black guy on the radio about all kind of motherfucking issues. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't like to get into no relationship shit. Y'all rarely hear me talk about relationship shit. I always talk about, you know what I'm saying, you know, any kind of issue, though. You know what I'm saying? That's about bringing us together, though. Anything that's about that divide, especially when it comes to politics, which is, as you know, one of the biggest besides religion and race is politics. Because everybody thinks they know this and everybody thinks they know that. But the only thing people are knowing is that it's a fucking president that's running the world. That is the most asinine question and answer that you could ever ask or you could ever answer. And until you motherfucking break down the whole chain of command, which people do not understand because most are not ex-military, and that's how this world is created, on a chain of command, So you just don't write a fucking letter to the president saying, hey, man, you need to fix our streets. That's asinine. You know what I'm saying? You step and you set up an appointment with your city councilman. And when you address that to your city councilman, they're going to take them notes down and they're going to take that up to your mayor. And then your mayor is going to sit up there and make those decisions. And then once your mayor sits up there and gets settled on that and now she needs the fucking money to fund all that, then that's when you go to the governor of the state. And once the governor motherfucking gets his hands on it and says, okay, well, yeah, I think this would be cool, then that's when that shit gets all into the fuck system, though. That's when you get into the lobbyists and you get all, then it gets all into a world. But before all that, the motherfuckers that got their hands on your neck are the people that I just described. City councilman, you know what I'm saying? You got to get them the fuck up out of there first. I mean, that's your major thing to get up out of there. If you want to go and bitch and complain about something, start within your home. Start right in your hometown. Because the president don't run your town. He only comes to visit. And when he leaves, that's what he does. When he came here 3 times to Tampa, that's all he did. He gave his fucking pep rally, pumped everybody up, and got the fuck on. It didn't change nothing, and it didn't make nothing better, or it didn't make anything worse. He just came and made his appearance. He did what he was supposed to do as a job, and he represented this country. That is all he's supposed to do, is be a symbol of this country, and that's what the fuck he is supposed to be doing. Not fixing this country, not motherfucking balancing the budget. Even Bill Clinton didn't balance no fucking budget. You know what I'm saying? So don't even try to say, oh, yeah, well, Bill did. He didn't balance shit. You know what I'm saying? It was advisors. It was lobbyists. It was all these motherfuckers behind the scenes that was making this shit happen, and then they gave him this piece of paperwork to say, hey, man, present this shit to the world.
Right.
I got one question for George before we go. Are you
Who the
there?
Fuck is George?
Mean for Easy Rider?
Yeah,
oh,
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider.
Sorry,
no government names, goddammit. What the fuck is going on?
Easy Rider.
You an award.
His name's not George.
Yo, Smelly.
Yeah.
What it do, Smelly? Him and I.
Goddamn Gemini, him and I. Nigga, I know your motherfucking voice. What's happening, Cap?
Man, it's all good. All right. Good, man.
I got to put you on a break stop real quick. Real quick. Heavily, go ahead and ask your question real quick. We're taking this to the VIP out.
If you were black, you wouldn't let your daughter date a white person, would you?
I'm about to kick fucking Vert Popolite out the goddamn room. Obama's job is to protect America.
So look at that.
Asinine.
That moron is writing in your room.
I appreciate him just writing in it because he wouldn't dare call and sit up here and say that shit. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't call up here and say that bullshit over the phone. That's why I like the chat room so people can, you know, talk their silent ignorance to themselves.
What are they,
you know,
saying? I'm not in the room.
Well, I can't even regurgitate it because I'll be just as ignorant as he is for regurgitating it. You know what I mean? Shit, nah. He's a fucking asshole. And I'll be sure to give his ass a boot the next time I do see him come up here with that bullshit. You are keeping the goddamn problem that we have going on. You know, God damn it, phone. What the fuck? All right. Go ahead with your question.
So is Easy Rider still on?
Easy.
Oh, he couldn't answer that one.
Oh. Well, he was there.
Huh?
No. What was
the
question anyway?
The question was, if he was a black man, would he let his daughter date a white man? He was on when I asked.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Wanted to make things clear.
He would have never been born a...
Where he was coming from.
He would have never...
Was it a culture thing or was it a color thing?
Well, it's come down to you know, upbringing. It's not even about culture and heritage and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where you come from. You know what I'm saying? Your heritage is what you're all about, and your culture is what makes is your makeup. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't got nothing to do with your color. I mean, that's just a divide that when you came out the womb and the motherfuckers told you, you know what I'm saying, hey, you shouldn't date them. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you tell that to a five-year-old,
yeah.
What the fuck you think he going to do? You know what I'm saying? He going to draw that opinion. Well, shit, my mother says that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So that's wrong. And they did that study already. You know what I'm saying?
Well, next time I get naked on your show.
Oh. That'll be tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's Freaky Friday. So,
Freaky Friday?
Oh, yeah, groovy chick. Oh, yeah.
But,
hey, man. You know, much love to y'all, man. You know, I did my sincerity thing yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Well, I thanked everybody and shit. But, you know, this show right here just proves, man, we still have a little ways to go. You know what I'm saying? For we all on one accord, you know, with this living together thing. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
I mean, but you can't run away from the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about it. And no matter where you go.
We were talking civil.
Yeah, I mean. Wherever you go, you will always be surrounded by someone else. You might not like them, but you still have to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? So they might be a stinky person. You know what I'm saying? And you're a clean person. You know what I'm saying? They might be Catholic and you might be Muslim. But you know what I'm saying? You still believe in one thing, and that's togetherness, and that's love. As long as you got that belief, you know what I'm saying, you will conquer all, and everything else will fall into its place. You know what I'm saying? Once we get out of that belief, we'll still be going around in this motherfucking circle for 40 days or 40 nights, just like the motherfuckers did back in the days, because they didn't do what the goddamn Lord told them to do. And that's all get along. You know what I'm saying? Rodney King. Rodney King! Oh,
Rodney!
Sorry. My bad. There you go. Some of a bitch you was in here.
I'm
answer
here.
The question.
I was, you know what? I had a phone call I had to take. I was trying to get away without you hearing me.
Oh, yeah, because you know I would give you a motherfucking award
or
something, bitch. Yeah, I'll give you a goddamn
award. Here's the question. If you were a black man, would you let your daughter date a white man?
That's a good question. If I was a black man, that meant my daughter would be black, too. So I would have a black daughter, but I let her date a white man. No.
Or any other race for that matter.
No.
Well, no. Let's break this down. Let's take this to the lowest compound.
I didn't want you to do that. Now you're catching me now. Is it just
take this to the lowest compound? Let me ask you something. With your professional daughter, in her
right.
professionalism,
yeah.
If she came home with a black woman.
My daughter come home with a black woman?
A white woman. I'm taking it to the extreme. A white woman or a black, would it even matter if she came home with a fucking woman?
Yeah, it would matter. I'd beat her little god darn butt.
Bringing
a woman home to my house, she'd be a lesbian.
Exactly. Wow, you called on to the keywords very
swiftly.
Are you
crazy? You know what the members of my bike gang would do to me?
Oh, well, see what he just said, his bike gang. You know what I'm saying? It's your surroundings, man, that are dictating a lot of shit that goes on with your life. Because you're living for somebody else. Huh?
Well, they peel the skin off me and salt me down.
Yeah, but y'all, I'm just saying, man, you're living for somebody else, though. You're not living for yourself. That's what you keep saying. I don't care how you want to deny it.
I've been in a club for 30 years. Come on.
Fuck a club, man. You've been here for over
fuck
a year,
club.
Goddammit.
Fuck a club.
Shit,
fuck
this is the best fucking club you can motherfucking be on. I'm your homie.
Fuck the homie.
Shit. Fucking high five, homie. Fucking high five.
Hey.
Virtual high five.
I'm going to have to let them lay some tire out in front of your house.
Man, shit, I'll come up in your goddamn fucking biker gang. I'll sit up there in my fucking blunt, order me a goddamn beer, and I talk shit just like I'm talking on this motherfucking radio. And I guarantee you, by the time I walk up out of there, everybody will have a whole different fucking outlook on goddamn smell
okay.
So good.
I'll buy you the airplane ticket to come over and visit us.
Fucking right. I'll fly right on in there and walk right up in that bitch.
I would walk in
a KKK rally and walk out unscathed.
No, we don't do no KKK shit. We got our own shit.
Well, we're not prejudiced.
Hey, we're not prejudiced. I mean, it's just certain things, man, that you just don't do.
Okay, well, so letting a black guy into your bar, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, call me old-fashioned, call me wrong, call me old-fashioned. It's just the way I am. I can't help it. It's just the way I am.
There ain't no right or wrong. There ain't no right or wrong to it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I smoke weed, goddammit. What's the right or wrong than that? You know? Shit. Some people do, and some people don't.
You can't change. You can't change.
Yeah, I mean, I
understand. You can open up your heart, and you can...
I mean, I have changed. I've come a long way, you know. I mean, 10 years ago, you wouldn't even be catching me. Well, maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't even be associating or you'd be having this phone call, you know. So I have come a long way. Believe me, I have. I've really come a long way.
Well, not far enough, baby.
You know, but you can't ask for everything at once. You know, you can't just change, like, all at once. Okay, you're changed. You know, it's a process, you know, and the more I learn about the culture, the more I change.
Right. That's real, man. But, I mean, you sure enough can't change staying around your own culture.
Truthfully, I have been getting away from the club over the last 5 or 6 years. I've really limited myself to going around them.
Eating at your soul, man.
It is. No, it is, because there are certain rules that you have to abide by. And some of the rules nowadays I don't agree with. And but you don't have a choice in agreeing with them. You agree.
Exactly.
Period.
It sounds like our government, man. God damn.
Well, it is,
your
it is
biker
like a
gang sound like the government. Shit. God
damn. It is
damn.
Like a government, Smelly. It's just like a government. Believe me, it is. It's run like a government.
And as we see, people, the government is a gang. Yes, they are a gang.
Sure.
Fucking gang. Hey, who's scraping the goddamn burnt toast and shit? What the fuck is going on?
I'm scraping the chrome off of my phone.
The chrome off of your phone. Okay, we don't want to know what you were doing with that phone. All righty then. Keep it moving. We'll just keep it moving. Oh, let's look at Leona Lewis real quick.
Who?
Let's check her out. I don't know, Leona. This is how wow, is shit. She's hot.
She looks like a double. My boy's
of her.
Of her.
Where's she from?
His girl's a little bit taller than Leona.
I mean, where is Leona from, though?
I don't know where she's from.
Oh.
I just looked through.
She
looked
Brazilian or something. Yeah, she looked like she's Brazilian or something.
Look like her. I don't know what she's from.
God damn hot. Well, tell your fucking son there. He's got a good catch. God damn it. Shit.
She's a wonderful gal. She's real down there.
I didn't look at that yet. Let me look at that.
All right, but people, make sure you go to www.bit56.com.
Who is that? Is that your daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter.
Well,
that's
the comparison. That's
the
comparison.
Yeah, I understand, but that's the exception to the rule. You know what I mean? Oh, come on. No, I mean, that girl, you couldn't tell that girl was Arab on your best day.
Oh,
Okay, so if your son brought her home, you would be cool with that.
Yes, that would be cool.
Look at this shit here.
I'm like,
yeah.
You're asking me, I'm telling you. You want me to lie to you? No, man, it would be cool. Fuck her.
Well, no, I'm just saying, because
be
shit,
cool. Be
she,
cool.
she's...
Yeah. Why am I thinking
is,
like that? Why? Tell me, why?
Probably because you're smoking weed right now.
No, I ain't smoking
open,
no
but,
weed, but I'm going to start. I'm going to light me one of these motherfucking G13s up.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's
yeah,
what I'll be
or
coming
the
up there. Goddamn,
I might want the fucking Kush. I don't know which. I'm having a hard time deciding. Purple Kush, yellow Kush. Which one should I do? Orange Kush?
And the biker gang smokes weed, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
See? So, man, come the fuck on, man. I'll bust up in the goddamn door with 18 blunts in my hand.
You can't bring in Mexican weed. You can't bring in that fucking $20 for a five-finger lid Mexican.
No, I don't know what that is. I'll bring you some of this goddamn rag weed. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I don't know about
bring
that.
Rag.
Bring some of this good old homegrown, goddamn it. Shit. Fire that
please,
up.
Hey, and please don't put it in a fucking cigar, a blunt.
Oh, y'all know what y'all smoke out of? What they smoke out of? Bongs and shit?
Fucking pipe or joint.
Oh. Can't get high off no joints, man. I'm too smoked out for that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like putting my motherfucking mouth where somebody else's mouth has been, like they've been sucking on something. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't do bongs.
Yeah.
And I don't do the little fucking crack pipe bongs either, because, you know what I'm saying, looking like pookie
and shit. I ain't touching with
crack pipe. Yeah, I ain't with that. I just, you know, I do blunts.
Well, if somebody wants to smoke a blunt and they want to take a hit of it, you're getting a part of it, or don't you share your weed with nobody?
No, I share. But see, what I used to have was, and Party Time can attest to this, I got a dude from the island that made me a motherfucking, by a foot and a half long bamboo pipe.
Yeah.
And it, you know, just like the kind of the Popeye type pipe. And he had a nice little, you know. So what I used to do when people wanted to hit the blunt shit, I stick that bitch on top of the damn thing and let them pull out the bamboo pipe. You know, if it's people that I didn't, you know what I'm saying, wasn't comfortable being around with, because I don't just smoke with everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like everybody lips just being on my shit.
Well, that's
so
been
I let them
bit,
hit
that's
that.
Been a little bit prejudiced, don't you think?
No. If you got a big ass motherfucking bump on your goddamn lip, you ain't hitting this. You know what I'm saying?
There's a good shot. There's a
break,
good shot.
Break. Smelly. I need to go. I have some stuff to do. I've got people coming over and I haven't eaten yet, so.
Beat it.
Yeah,
so.
Fucking. Hey, just
hey,
beat
hey,
it.
Hey,
just beat it.
Oh, my God.
Ciao.
It sounded like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
You did.
You did that Porky Pig a little bit. Hey, man, well, much love to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, make sure y'all come back tomorrow and get freaked out, man. It's Freak Out Friday tomorrow. I don't know what the hell is going to go down. But it's going to be a freaky situation. Yeah.
A short
probably
thing.
Bring
their
smiles on. Yeah.
I'll be there tomorrow.
All right. That'll work.
Have a great day, and talk to you all later.
All right, Johnny.
Bring your webcam.
Bye,
Cyanide.
I need to chop that up and reuse that clip. You
something? It's over.
Y'all gonna hear that again and shit. I'm gonna play that like the goddamn Peanuts mom and shit. Wah 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 wah. Wah wah wah. That's what the fuck y'all sounded like. All right, people. Your mother always told you don't talk on the phone when it's lightning outside.
All right.
So with that being said, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Because there's lightning outside.
Later.
All right.
All
right. I couldn't have did that. The week would have kicked in.
What's that, Doc?
Hey, y'all. Thanks, everybody, for coming through the show, though, man. You know what I'm saying? It's much love to y'all people. You know what I'm saying? And I will holler on the flip side. Flip. Peace.
Thank you.